This is episode 1745. Welcome to your daily guided meditation, and welcome to the final episode of our Manage Anxiety series. All week long, you have explored meditation techniques to help you manage the most common mental challenge there is, and that is anxiety. And in today's episode, it's a celebration of you and your big wins, and also what you learned and what you may need to improve upon. It's a glance back over your week for some reflection that will help you to gain that all-important awareness that's necessary in order to help you improve your life. Without that kind of awareness, it's really difficult to get past that stuck feeling that is so common in any kind of mental challenge, but especially with anxiety. So in today's episode, you will be guided, as always, in the final episode, as you, hopefully, I encourage you to meditate outside. And this is a way to celebrate and connect with your environment and the outdoors. That is a beautiful way to end your anxiety journey this week. I should say your managing anxiety journey this week, because I hope you have been able to manage your anxiety. So as you glance back over the week, you have discovered many ways to help you manage anxiety, including reminding yourself that what you're experiencing is a panic attack and that the feelings are normal when experiencing a panic attack. And to describe your symptoms to yourself, and this will allow yourself to feel them so you can let them go. And there's no judgment here. Just acknowledge what you're going through and know that you will get through it. Be with yourself in your pain as you go through an anxiety episode. And relaxing the different muscles of your body progressively, which is what we do every time we meditate together, is a very important way to help you manage anxiety. And when you inhale and exhale through your nose and allow your exhale to be longer than the inhale, this helps to tone your vasovagal nerve, which helps you to manage anxiety. You've discovered lifestyle tips such as how to limit caffeine and how one of the best herbs you could be drinking is actually chamomile. And you have learned to self-soothe yourself. That might be by visualizing a place of peace, by watching a funny movie, getting together with friends and laughing, or doing a little color therapy as you meditate. Surround yourself with a particular color. Feel it creating a safe haven for you. You've also learned how confidence in yourself can help you manage anxiety, as well as the importance of exercise. Even 20 minutes a day is all it takes to reduce symptoms of anxiety. So these are ways that you can manage your anxiety instantly starting today. And I want to guide you through your meditation to close out this series with a beautiful, soothing, reflective meditation. If you could sit outside while you do this, as I mentioned, that is fantastic. You might even want to do a walking meditation where you're out walking and focusing your thoughts instead of becoming distracted by what you see around you. And you are finding beauty and relaxation in what you see around you. So these are ways for you to experience your final meditation for the week. So now, settle yourself down and get ready to meditate. Straighten up your spine and close your eyes, keeping them slightly elevated upward. Relax your face. Soften your jaw. Relax your throat and your neck. Relax your shoulders. Relax your chest. Relax your arms and your hands. You might place your hands in this week's Lung Mudra that hails from Japan. It helps to give you a more cheerful perspective to look at the bright side of life. Bend your middle fingers and press those knuckles together, extending your other fingers upward. If your ring fingers are wanting to bend too, that's fine. This helps to soothe sorrow, grief, anxiety, fear. And you can hold this mudra as you walk, if you're walking. Relax your stomach. Let it soften and hang outward. Relax your hips and your thighs. Soften your knees. Relax your calves. And relax your feet. Beautiful. Let go of any remaining areas of tension. You could surround those areas with a white healing light as you inhale and exhale through your nose, stimulating your metal element of your lungs and the color white that relieves grief and sorrow and anxiety. Each day is a new beginning. Each day is a new beginning. Each moment is a new chance. Here you are in this moment, calming your mind and body, building new neural pathways in your brain. Notice the rhythm and flow of your breath. Inhale to the count of three. One, two, three. Hold for seven. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven. Exhale for eight. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight. Inhale three. Hold seven. Exhale eight. Continue the breathing technique. Your hips and your thighs are relaxed. Your knees are soft. Your calves are relaxed. And your feet are relaxed. Noticing the rhythm and flow of your breath. Eyes are uplifted, spine is straight, jaw is soft, shoulders and stomach are relaxed. As you inhale, visualize inhaling light. Give it a color. You are inhaling the energy of life. This energy makes your whole chest and lungs vibrate with life. Now think back over this week. Just notice what comes to mind. You could visualize the week in reverse from what happened most recently today. Not necessarily spending time on each day of the week, just noticing what stands out about this week. Notice how these particular events make you feel right now. See if you can determine where you feel this event within you. What else do you notice about the event? What triggered it? Whether it was something that uplifted you or something that was difficult to manage emotionally. What caused you anxiety this week? Where did you hold that anxiety within you? Even now, as you recall your anxiety, there's a twinge of that feeling within you. Where is it? As you inhale and exhale through your nose, notice what uplifted you this week. What was your favorite part of the week? And why? What was the most challenging part of the week? And why? Become aware of where you may feel this difficult time within you. What could you have done to improve the situation or to make it better? Even if you had no control, what thoughts could you have thought about to respond in a better or different way to challenges this past week? And what was your biggest takeaway from this week that could help reduce your anxiety? Continue meditating, enjoying this inner stillness that you've created. This is your reward for all you're doing for yourself. I have so enjoyed sharing this Managing Anxiety meditation series with you. I honor you for all you're doing for yourself. You, as always, are worth slowing down for.